Rubin. What is this all about?
Well, this is Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly opposing this proposal. The proposal in the 2012 federal budget that the House passed earlier this year would require feds to pay almost 6%, contribute almost 6%. That's up from less than 1% that they pay right now. Republicans say it's all about deficit reduction, but Congressman Connolly, a Democrat, doesn't agree.
These proposals do two things. I think they are deliberately making the federal employee a scapegoat for the federal debt and for deficit spending, and they are designed to demoralize that workforce.
Republicans, on the other hand, say the move would save more than $120 billion in the next decade.
The first thing I think of when I think of people paying what is being called by some a 5% pay cut is you're not going to be able to get people to come in, and especially it's going to be hard to keep the people you have already. Is the congressman talking about those issues too?
Yes, in fact, he says he worries about that too. In fact, he says making feds pay more for their federal pensions would significantly hurt recruiting and retention.
People are going to look at that and wonder, is that really a career I want to choose? Instead of elevating the nobility of public service, essentially we are disparaging it and making it a far less attractive choice for young people entering the workforce.
Connolly represents more than 58,000 feds in his 11th congressional district of Virginia.
Now, there are a million proposals about what could affect the federal workforce. We have them all listed on the bill tracker at federalnewsradio.com right now. Is this one, though, getting some traction? Are people paying attention to this at all?
It could be gaining some traction. The Washington Post reported earlier over the weekend that Vice President Joe Biden and lawmakers discussed it in a closed-door meeting about reducing the debt in the deficit. Now, this is a very political debate. Everyone agrees that something needs to be done to cut spending, reduce the debt and deficit. But how to do it? That's the big roadblock. Again, Congressman Connolly.
Everything has to be on the table if you're going to have an honest dialogue. And if you're not willing to have everything on the table, then it's not an honest dialogue. Then it's some other agenda. John Boehner said just the other day, everything's on the table except tax revenue. Well, that's not honest.
Some might say part of the problem with that statement is that the definition of the word everything means different things to different people.
Congressman Connolly, obviously not on board with this, not a big fan. What's he talking about, though, when it comes to deficit reduction, debt reduction?
Well, it took a bit of prodding from reporters on the press call, but he did bring up some ideas. One of them was about better managing the cost of prescription drugs under the FEHBP.
I've co-authored legislation with Steve Lynch in Massachusetts that would provide for much more competition in that program and a lot more transparency in terms of the managers of that program. And it's calculated that could save billions of dollars.
Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia, the debate on how to reduce the debt and the deficit will continue. Francis?
Thank you very much, Federal News Radio, Ruben Gomez. And you can find out more about this at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks very much for covering this for me this afternoon.
By all means, you're welcome.
Federal News Radio's Mike Causey on your turn with Mike Causey today talking about this very issue. And our Jolie Lee's writing, lawmakers are considering increasing federal employees' retirement contributions from 0.8% to about 6% as part of a deficit reduction compromise. That amounts to about a 5% pay cut. Currently, the proposals included in the 2012 budget plan by House Republicans. The pension change originated from nonprofit Third Way and was included in the president's bipartisan deficit commission report. Now the White House is warming up to the idea, said Dan Adcock, legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, known as NARF. The Washington Post reporting, as Rubin noted, that Vice President Biden discussing the changes in closed-door talks last week. If such a proposal does pass Congress, it's likely to be included as part of a larger budget package, Adcock said on Your Turn with Mike Causey today. Typically, a piece of legislation is debated and voted on. Here, there's less opportunity for folks like Dan Adcock and other unions and federal employee advocates to really work their efforts on the Hill and mitigate the problems. That's Steve Watkins, editor of the Federal Times. On Your Turn today, the Senate's expected to take up the House GOP budget proposal next week. Passing a budget will also be contingent on Congress voting on the debt limit, according to Dan Adcock of NARF. But the debt limit decision might not happen for another 11 weeks, despite the government reaching its official $14.3 trillion borrowing limit this week. Through creative accounting, as Adcock describes it, the Treasury Department will have until the first week of August before it defaults on its debt. These accounting maneuvers include Treasury halting investment investments in two government pensions. One of those is the G Fund, and you can learn more about what's happening with the G Fund and what effect it will have on your investments in the G Fund. The short answer is none, but you can find out all the details at federalnewsradio.com. Scroll down a little bit because it was part of my conversation with Tom Trabucco of the Thrift Savings Plan on Monday, and you can hear that anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com.